So I'm here with Randy Parkinson. He's a devotional address speaker this week. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So what made you decide to choose this topic?
Not long after I received the invitation to speak, probably just in a matter of minutes, the title of the talk was given to me. And it just hasn't changed over the few months. I haven't thought of anything else. It's just been consistent ordinances and covenances and the covenants. And the gifts that they are, the gifts they bring to us in power, peace, and healing.
What kind of thoughts have you had preparing for? Because, you know, you have those time constraints and you can't always include everything.
Yeah, there's been a number of things that I have thought of and written down and discarded because of time. And really good things. We really don't understand the power that covenants have in our lives. Boy, they're just designed to help us achieve all that we want to achieve, you know, even to be like Heavenly Father and be exalted. And without them, we can't obtain that. And so I've thought about different things, you know, about growing into our covenants, and that's an important thing, you know, it's a line upon line acquisition of knowledge of what our covenants can do for us. And there were questions that came to my mind that I needed to ask myself. What would a covenant person do? Or what would a covenant person say? I find myself asking those questions several times during the day, just to keep me focused on what a covenant person should be doing and how I should be living. It's really quite a powerful concept. We've got six of our students that have put that little experiment to the test, and there's a video that will be shown during devotional showing their experience, and pretty powerful.
What gave you the idea to ask these students to do this experiment?
Well, I like to think it was inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, we're encouraged to use the learning model in our talks. And students teaching students is a big part of that learning model. Having them share their experience, just really powerful. There are six individuals, six separate perspectives, and each with separate experiences. And it's really cool, really powerful to listen to what they say in their experiences.
Yeah. And along with, you know, like the video, they also have the discussion boards. And I know that you're going to be reading some from the discussion boards, right?
I'm sorry that time just won't allow.
You almost were
almost,
going to.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, if I could just stand up there and read the discussion board, what a sermon that would be. So many powerful experiences and personal testimonies about how they have received the power or the peace or the healing through their covenants. And yeah, I wish that I just had more time to read those, but I don't.
Yeah. What did you feel when you have looked at the discussion board so far?
Well, there's just an overwhelming spirit of love. You know, we're good people and we do good things, but we have challenges in our lives every day. Some maybe not so big and some pretty big. And I'm just really impressed with how people have endured their trials and using their covenants to gain the strength to continue on. Yeah, just I can just really feel God's love for them.
For anyone listening, the discussion board question was, how have you felt the atonement bring you peace, power, or healing? What made you choose those specific three principles for your talk, the peace, power, and healing?
They just were words that came to my mind. You know, that's just, I just like I said, I think they just were an inspiration to go that way. There just wasn't any other avenue revealed to me to go. I've asked several times during the few months if I should change things, but it hasn't changed. So I think that, you know, my prayer has been to say what Heavenly Father would want me to say. And I feel that that's what's happening.
One of the sections is healing, and in your talk and reading your bio, then you learn that you have lost a child, and I wondered if you could share just how you went through maybe that healing process, since I don't think you had time to in your devotional.
No, I didn't. The child that we lost was actually stillborn, just on the my wife was just far enough in her pregnancy that it could have been considered a stillborn. My wife did a lot of studying to see, you know, what the church said about those situations where there was a premature death. And the thing that she read was that if a spirit has entered a body, then that body will be resurrected. So we are anxious to raise another boy.
It's exciting, thinking of the future.
Yeah.
And speaking about your wife, it mentions in your bio that you met at a survival course at BYU, and I thought that sounded like a fun story.
I was getting ready to go on the BYU month-long survival. There was a business in Orem, an Army-Navy store, that I went to get outfitted, and she was working that day. And ironically, that was her first day back from Ricks College. She grew up in Provo, but because she grew up in Provo, she couldn't go to BYU. It just was not cool. And so she came to Ricks College for her associates, and that was her first day back. And she was very helpful when I needed help and disappeared when I just needed to look. And we talked off and on. And her father is a veterinarian and worked for Utah State University Extension in Provo. He was getting ready to go on a sabbatical, and my wife wanted some girls to live with her in the home. My sister was moving to Provo to be near her boyfriend and wanted to live in a house. So I just said, well, this is, you know, what my sister would like to do. This is her number. What's your number?
And not sneaky.
And yeah, she, well, that wasn't really the motivation, but she thought it was. And the neat thing was that as I was driving away from the business, I had felt that I'd met my wife. And when I got to my apartment and told my roommates that, and they said, yeah, we've heard that before. And we started dating the following January and engaged the end of March and married on August 25th, 1978.
That is a fun story.
Yeah, it is. We've got an army surplus relationship.
And also, you are involved with events on campus. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if you could maybe describe that a little bit.
When an event or someone calls the university to schedule any kind of an event, those events are given to one of three event coordinators. Each of us has specific areas on campus to work with. And mine are more of the larger type events, a portion of graduation, do some with center stage and making sure that we have facilities and resources available. And then I work with the community patrons, wedding luncheons and receptions and high school graduations and anything that's community that comes on campus I get. And it's just really a lot of fun. I just really enjoy helping people succeed.
Have you always worked in the event section of BYUI?
No, I've had several responsibilities. This is just the current one.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Well, like I say, I enjoy helping people succeed, and that's mainly what my job is helping people have a successful event. So I would have to say, yeah, this current one is my favorite.
That's good. And that kind of almost goes back to your devotional address. It's helping people succeed using the atonement.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.